For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. A group that advocates for racial and gender equity in policing is criticizing St. Louis County Police Chief Mary Barton. The Ethical Society of Police and its allies on Friday said members have no confidence in Barton. They said the department retaliated against Officer Shanette Hall, who is black, after she was interviewed by a national media outlet on Wednesday. Within 24 hours of the interview, Hall was moved from human resources to a patrol position. The city responded that the department had 388 transfers or reassignments of commissioned personnel last year to meet the needs of the department. The University of Missouri's marching band has been invited to perform in the 2022 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. Officials surprised band members with the invitation on Saturday. Missouri's band, which has more than 300 members, was one of nine schools selected to participate in the parade out of hundreds of applicants. Band director Amy Knops says it is an honor to be selected. Over the next 18 months, the band will prepare for the parade with rehearsals and fundraising events. Macy's is donating $10,000 to help the band raise funds for the trip. Columbia's police department has announced it's hosting a forum called Empowering People to discuss the State versus Derek Chauvin trial and policing practices. KBIA's Ex-Corette Nunez has more on the forum that's a partnership with MU's School of Law.
Michael Hester is a lieutenant officer with the Columbia Police Department. He says that after personally marching and communicating with protesters last year after the tragic killing of George Floyd, he hopes this forum lets the community know that CPD wants to be a part of the conversation.
This discussion is important because Derek Chauvin violated the public trust in law enforcement. He violated the standards and the trust of the community, and his actions have harmed people in all walks of life all over America. And we just want to be present and part of the healing and let people know what goes on in Columbia, Missouri.
The Empowering People Forum is limited to 200 people and will take place on April 22nd at Jesse Hall Auditorium. I'm Ex-Corette Nunez, KBIA News, Columbia.
GERBS announced it will begin to administer the COVID-19 vaccine at six pharmacies across the state, including two in Columbia, according to a news release. The Columbia Missourian reports appointments are available beginning tomorrow at the Paris Road location and Wednesday at the Broadway location, according to the GERBS website. GERBS will offer Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, which are available only to those 18 and older. An appointment can be scheduled at www.gerbs.com/COVID-vaccine. I'm Trevor Hawk, KBIE News, Columbia.